I'm going to start the pre-show a little early here, so you get a 40-minute pre-show. Because that's the way I got to do it here on Sunday night, man. I am like, it would take 2 hours of a pre-show to get my shit together here. So anyway, how you doing? Raining out here again. Although, not too bad. I think I told you guys I put in those new laminate fucking floors at the house. You know, they look like wood floors, but they're laminate. And the reason for that is twofold. The cost, but more importantly, when you live at the ocean and you have wood anything, it turns to shit to basically give you the... Unless you want to spend your goddamn life refinishing and sanding and redoing and sanding and refinishing. You know. So that's why everybody down here is like vinyl windows and even the little fences. I got a wooden fence, but some fences are made out of vinyl. I got now these laminate floors. They look really great, but... And thank God I got them because I have like a leak in one of the seals of the window, and this rain was just like it's just coming down like a son of a bitch, man. A lot of wind, and it was blowing horizontal, slamming into the side of the house and making it through these little, I think, cracks in the wood frame. And we had a fucking lake in the, just off the kitchen on this floor. Fortunately, you know, you're not going to get any warping. There was no staining or anything, so no staining, no warping. It's a beautiful thing. Years ago, there was a commercial out, and it was a guy, and it wasn't that funny, I didn't think, but some people thought it was great. It was in the 90s, I think, and it was a guy with a cigar. He was standing, a little guy, and he was going, "You can call me Ray, or you can call me Joe, or you can call me," that kind of thing. And then there was another one, and I forget what it was, but a guy got off the plane, and there's a dude with a sign that said, "Are you Mr. Jones?" And he goes, "Yes, I am." Me, and he was lying. Some of you guys may remember these commercials. And they played them ad fucking nauseum. And then, "What's up?" That one got beat into submission. And now the new one is Mic Drop. So they'll make me hate that one too. They do. They make you hate it. They don't give a shit. They just want you to remember it because it's about selling a product. It's not about, you know, making you laugh or entertaining you. They don't give a fuck about that. They want to make sure it sticks in your brain. And when you say it's about, or when I say it's about selling a product, I don't remember the goddamn product that was being sold with "You Can Call Me Ray." I think it was Budweiser. I don't remember the product for "Yes, I Am." It might have been a beer. And I don't remember the product for "What's Up?" Although that might have been a beer too. Maybe they were all Budweiser. I don't know. Spuds McKenzie, the party animal. That was a... Spuds McKenzie, the party animal, was... fuck. The 80s. Because I know, like, Fraser Smith is the guy that actually popularized the use of the term party animal, and it was promptly stolen by the Budweiser company. Speaking of lifting line, and I'm not at all angry about this. I hope I didn't come across that way. But in the new movie, in the new TV show, Shameless, they use the Arguello family from Naples, Florida, sent me a clip of them using, in one scene, a desk sign that said Dean Wheeler. And the guy is talking and saying, "Well, we could bring in a psychologist, Jay Santos." Now, it's possible that it's a coincidence. No, they don't owe me money. No, it's not a copyright violation. None of that shit. It's just it's an homage. It's an homage because if you think about it, I think it is. I think it's a compliment because if you think about it, they can make up any fucking name. Anyway, I have the rerun of the Atlanta Green Bay playoff game on. Why, I don't know. It's 44-15. It's horrifying. Okay. "I never seen you looking so good tonight, lady in red." Ducks and Kings on the other tube here. And they're just getting everybody set for the action. I think this is just some highlight shit from maybe Duck King. That's Bob Miller, 50 years, huh, Bob? He's Wait a minute. 50 years? They just said it's his 44th year with the Kings. What do you mean 50? Maybe it was 44 years with the Kings, but 50 years as a hockey announcer. I don't know. So that's the Honda Center where the Ducks play. I went down on Thanksgiving and watched them play the Blackhawks. It's great, great arena. I love that place. I might even get me some fucking Ducks. This fucking Charger season ticket thing is going to be really interesting, man. If I wind up getting any season tickets out of the Chargers, it'll be a fucking miracle, man. They might as well just miracle my ass into those seats at the, what is it? The fucking StubHub Center. What the fuck is that? Is that there where the Galaxy plays? You know, the soccer team? They said 30,000 intimate seats. It must be where the goddamn Galaxy... I don't know where the fuck is that. Because that's where the Chargers are going to be playing next year. The Rams are at the Coliseum. The Chargers made their move here so goddamn fast. What the fuck is this? Oh, there it is. I think it's where the Galaxy plays, if I'm not mistaken.
I never seen you looking so good as you do.
Formerly the Home Depot Center is a multi-purpose sports complex. Yeah, that's exactly where it is. California State University, Dominguez Hills. Okay, it's on the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. Yep. South of downtown LA, I know where it is. It's off the 405. My old man used to live down around there. StubHub is the new sponsor replacing the hardware retailer Home Depot. The $150 million complex was developed and is operated by the Anschutz Entertainment Group. With a set capacity of 27,000, it's the second largest soccer-specific stadium in Major League Soccer's primary tenant, the LA Galaxy. Yep. So the Chargers are going to be playing their games there. Take a look at this. This is the this is where the Chargers are going to be playing. So, you know, the thing of it is, what the fuck is that, man? What did you just do, Henry? God, that was weird. Lady in red is... Christ, what's wrong with this thing? Oh. And, you know how this is going to be. You got to buy tickets. You must buy tickets for the Galaxy. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, you have to buy... First of all, you got to buy tickets for next season for the Chargers at this place. Otherwise, you can kiss it goodbye. You're not going to be getting tickets for the Chargers when they move to the new, whatever the fuck they're going to call it in Inglewood, the big monstrosity, fan-friendly, state-of-the-art, bitchin'-ass stadium. So I'm going to have to get tickets here, and God knows where they're going to stick me. And then they say, well, then that puts you in line for tickets to see the Charger when it moves to the new stadium, which is in Inglewood. Mm-hmm. Are they still going to be called the Chargers?
No. No, they're going to be the Charger. The L.A. Charger. What do you think?
It blows beyond recognition.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your move here was just... Hey, and I got a lot of Charger fans that hate my guts for doing this. Look at it this way, you guys. First of all, I know exactly what you're going through. Don't tell me that I don't, because I do. When the Rams left, that was fucked. We had no football in L.A., and you would think we'd have at least one team. And I didn't give a shit. I wasn't into this whole...
You know, it's such a transient market, Los Angeles, that... Who cares? We got it. Oh, it's just the entertainment dollar here just stretched every which way. And you can see any game you want on the TV.
What are you talking about, man? I go to football games. I sit there, I suck down beer, and I watch the game. That's what I do. That's me. That's what I do. So anyway, I understand. I do. Yeah, I know you don't think I do, but I do. And now you think I'm a piece of shit for getting season tickets. You do the same goddamn thing, so don't tell me you wouldn't. You do the same motherfucking thing. You get a football team in San Diego from someplace, you will buy season tickets for that. You won't give a fuck about the people back in the other. And you shouldn't. It's about buying a product. It's about purchasing a product and hoping to enjoy that product, hoping that product meets your standards. And I will tell you this much. If we really are serious about fan loyalty in this here United States of America, we probably should develop something along the lines of fan unions like they have in Europe for their soccer teams. Fans over there, man, have big fucking say in what happens to teams. Big say. Those teams over there sweat. I mean, they sweat fucking buckets over what their supporters, what their fans think, and how they're feeling about anything on any given day, you know? Doesn't mean that the fans can, if an owner of a team or whoever wants to do whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it, but they think a lot more carefully about these things than they do here. So, you know, like the Cleveland Browns moving to Baltimore, that would have been the same thing as like Manchester United moving to fucking Liverpool or some shit like that. It just would have been, they probably would have had fucking riots over there. All right. Lady in red, is dense. Come on, Bill, you can do it. All right, so there, so I got that figured out. Isn't that great? Not. Well, you figured out where the StubHub Center is. I kind of suspected it would be, that was where it was going to be. The StubHub Center, huh? Okay. For a decade, the complex is called the Home Depot Center. It was named in 2013. Now they have a velodrome that's for bicycle. 8,000 seats. Tennis stadium. They don't make any mention here about the Chargers playing there. Oh, yeah, here it is. Its primary tenant, the L.A. Chargers of the National Football League, will use the stadium from 2017 until they move to the Los Angeles Stadium at Hollywood Park with the Los Angeles Rams scheduled for the 2019 NFL season. Oh, fuck. I had dinner over at my ex-wife's again. She is making me dinner these days, and you know we're talking because Maria has a couple of health challenges ahead of her, and plus, you know, she's in school. She's got a lot on her plate, and I'm helping her out. She's got a lot on her fucking plate, and she's got a little, nothing serious, but a little minor health challenge that she, you know, needs some help with. So, she's got this beautiful little dog, Millie. So I'm kind of gonna be hanging around, and she made me dinner the other night, and Maria makes this New Mexico chili that's fucking fantastic, man. I mean, I'm telling you, it is like, she learned it from her mom, which I'm not saying that, you know, I cook, and I think I'm a pretty goddamn good cook, but every now and again, it's nice to, you know, sample the fare of somebody else, and she makes authentic New Mexico chili, and you have to make it with the Santa Fe chilies. They're really fucking hot. You puree those. That becomes your base, your sauce, your whatever you want to call it. No tomatoes, none of that bullshit. Now, she uses pork, and I said, well, you know, I don't really eat no swine. So she used ground beef. And I'm kind of going on the veggie thing, too, so I felt bad about that. But anyway, and beans, just a little bit, just one spoonful. And the way they make it is you put down a tortilla, you put the chili on top of that, you put the beans on top of that, you put the onions and cheese on top of that, and then you take a fried egg and put it on top of that. And then you put a tortilla on top of that, the chili on top of that, then you like to make a double-decker thing of chili and tortilla. Oh my God, is it fucking good. Help. And for dessert, Girl Scout cookies. How do you beat Girl Scout cookies? They're great. We had the s'mores and we had the peanut butter chocolate dealies that they have. I used to buy those every year. How did I miss the Girl Scout cookies this year? Where the hell are they? I go to the supermarket, I don't see you anywhere. They usually are out in front of the supermarket. I hope it's not too late. Please. Lady in red. Carl Bildt, who is the Swedish prime minister, is that it? Yeah, he's asking, what is fucking Trump smoking with the Sweden comment? No, excuse me. He's an entrepreneur. Who fucking knows? And, of course, you can't say shit. You can't, boy, oh, God help you if you question. Now, what's the, I mean, if I was a Trump follower and a Trump supporter, I'd be a little bit pissed. Just a little bit. I mean, and I'd probably get all kinds of people pissed at me. You should back him up no matter what, even if he's fucking making shit up. What the fuck are you talking about, man? It's goddamn. Boy, Uber's in got all kinds of shit. Times Square protesters. Hey, I watched Real Time with Bill Maher, and I saw that Milo dude. Was there more of him? Because it seemed like that was really short. I mean, he came on, he did his thing, and then he split, and then Maher brought out three panelists, maybe four? And then he had out Lena Dunham, who did the Scientology thing. And then I guess I stopped watching because it looked like it was about over. It was getting close to five, I mean, on my schedule. I'm just wondering if there was more of that dude. My sense of that Milo cat is that he's more about, you know, just going against the grain, man, and going against whatever you're not supposed to do, you know. I'm not sure that this guy is a full-on bigot so much as he is a guy that just likes to sort of put it on a little bit, or maybe put on this sort of arch-conservative bullshit because it pisses so many people off. It's kind of like, in a lot of ways, it's just an extension of the shit that, you know, we were doing and all of that kind of crank prank stuff. I'm not saying he doesn't believe it, but I'm saying that he is definitely doing a little theatrics with it. But I haven't heard the guy, man. Now, I saw his persona is charming. It's funny. It's probably very maddening. And Bill Maher pointed out, probably really pisses off super liberals because he's so flip and, you know, and he's also openly gay, which that's supposed to be sort of a liberal cause and issue. And I can imagine there's a lot of liberals that say, well, how dare he be gay and be conservative? You know, doesn't he know who he's running with? You know, I suspect that he does. You know, and maybe he is doing what he's doing in part to kind of turn those people a little bit. Who knows? I don't know. How the fuck will I know? Huh?
This is R.C. Well, thanks a lot, Phil. This is R.C. Collins with the Alt-Right Report. And anyway, we saw Milo on the Bill Maher report or Real Time with Bill Maher.
Yeah, it's called Real Time.
Yeah, I know, General. Thanks. Shit.
Well, R.C.
Well, okay, so Real Time with Bill Maher, and he was pretty good, but they cut him off.
Oh, there must be a bunch of liberals. Abraham took the top spot of presidents. Abraham Lincoln, followed by historians rank the presidents. Barack Obama came in 12th, by the way. We'll do nothing but piss off conservatives. Abraham Lincoln took the top seat. But these are just, you know, college professors and intellectuals. What do they know, right? Anywho, they thought actually his favorability rating would have translated into something higher. So it's not as highly ranked as you think. Lincoln was number one, George Washington number two, Franklin Roosevelt third, Theodore Roosevelt fourth. The three worst ranking presidents, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Franklin Pierce. They were also ranked the worst in 2000-2009 surveys. Franklin Pierce was, I believe, the president that got us into the Mexican-American War. I'm probably wrong about that. But Andrew Johnson, of course, you know about him. He attempted to undo everything that Abraham Lincoln was trying to do. And he was only his, you know, vice president, and he was an alcoholic, and not that that should be, you know, marked against his character, but that'd be really funny. Right. Well, I'm doing
Well, I'm doing an awful lot of reporting. Andrew Johnson's interesting, Phil. You know, only because he was Abraham Lincoln's. Well, I'm trying to stay clear and clean. You know, I had some. I've got these child molestation charges against me. But I can tell you that, yes, of course I am. I'm not involved in that at all. I am doing research and assisting in a variety of capacities for different higher educational institutions, helping out, you know, with the professors and all that. But I did a little bit of research here on the top presidents of all time, and
yeah, you know, Sewell, you're a weird one, you know that?
I understand, General. Duly noted.
On the rankings of the Presidentes.
Lady in red!
But, you know, last night I had a bunch of tequila. And,
fuck.
I ain't kidding you, man. I had fucking ginger beer with it, too. I had, you know, Mexican mules. Fortunately, I hung out at Maria's long enough to, you know, sober up and also to kind of get the cobwebs out. And I split about a quarter to one, got home to Her Royal Highness Thunder. And she was all just like, you know, she wanted food. But those goddamn Mexican mules can be really good or really just cloyingly shitty. And I think it depends on two things. It really does depend on the ginger beer. Tequila's tequila. Look, once you adulterate tequila, in my opinion, once you make that into a mixed drink, a margarita, anything else, the tequila, it doesn't fucking matter. I will say it does matter in terms of the age of the tequila. I prefer to use a silver because it's a nondescript. And Sauza I drink. Sauza's not 100% agave, okay, which means it's not a very high level tequila. If you want a really great tequila, make sure it's 100% agave, 100% of the cactus. Sauza is not. And I drink that fucking Sauza. I get those big ass, what the hell is that? A couple of quarts or some quart bottle or something. And I use that sometimes for Mexican mules, but do not use Reposado anything, and don't use a good brand. Don't use fucking Don Julio. Christ almighty, don't do that. You know, don't ever do that. Don Julio is to be imbibed straight. On the rocks, if you wish. Don't put any of that fucking lime with it. Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Barnes. 30 years. I found that, by the way, in our... I was very happy to see it here. Wait a minute.
Easy, Barnes. Don't do it. 10 years, listen, man. 10 years. Climb the fucking walls, man.
Yeah, right. Boy, that's not how it goes. It goes like this.
Easy, Barnes. Don't do it. 10 years, listen, man. 10 years. Climb the fucking walls, man. Don't do it.
Francesco Quinn, is that actor? He's Anthony Quinn's son. What happened to him, man? He was great in that movie. He was fucking great in that movie, in Platoon. Fucking great. Jesus. Good-looking guy. Looks a little, you know, looks like his old man. Sort of. His old man wasn't the best-looking guy, but... All right, man. They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
God, is that hillbilly. Jesus. And that was a big hit. That was a monster. No, it wasn't that. I mean, it was a hit. It was a fucking top. They played it on the top 40 stations. I remember hearing that as a kid. And I remember I'd hear songs like that and go, is that like rock and roll? I mean, what is that? I don't really like that. And they're playing it on my favorite station, so I don't get it, you know. It was like they would play Frank Sinatra. They played anything that was top 40. But most of the top 40 then was rock and roll, so it became sort of like, oh, that's the rock and roll station. When in point of fact, they were just playing anything that was, you know, on the charts. So you heard Sergio Mendez sometimes. You heard Frank Sinatra. Strangers in the Night was like a charting hit song when I was in the eighth grade, right in there with the Rolling Stones. They played that shit. That's why album rock began, because it was like about rock and roll. I said, well, this is ridiculous. I think that the format should be rock, and none of this should be album-oriented, because there's a lot of good music, and you're only playing the hits, so you're missing all this other great stuff. So we'll go in, you know, as they say, we'll go deeper into the, you know, we'll go in deeper into the album. And cause Clifton Clowers. The FCC wants you to be able to listen to FM radio from your smartphone. Yeah, I'll bet you do. Because then that way you can control content no matter what it is. You can control the content on the smartphone. That's why you want that, FCC. You want to control the fucking content of everything digital. You get the FM radio on a smartphone, and your motherfucking asses will begin to, you know, you could be able to control the content of my show. Anybody's, any digital offering. That's why you want that. Has a pretty young daughter, and I hope someday to take her for my wife. That's what I want to do. And I hope someday they'll take her for my wife. Unbeknownst to anyone, most smartphones actually come with FM radio receivers already built in, but good luck trying to get a signal from your local station. Well, only 44% of the top-selling smartphone units have activated FM chips, said Ocotolecunugulaca. By comparison, in Mexico, the number is about 80%, urging companies to switch on FM chips along supported by the Pi, said the move could allow smartphone users to have their data usage and to save on their data and to get the same emergency alerts that drivers get in the cars. I get emergency alerts right now, motherfucker, on my phone. What are you talking about?
No, that is absolutely not true. No, that is absolutely not true. It never has been true. No, that's absolutely not true. That's absolutely not true. No, that is absolutely not true. We would never do that. No, would never. No, that is absolutely not true, Phil. No, that's absolutely not true. That's not going to happen. And not on my watch. Okay? Not on my. That's not true. Well, Phil, am I too loud?
Yeah, back off the phone, all right?
Oh, sorry. Phil, the Federal Communications Commission wants everyone to have access to the entertainment that's available over the nation's airwaves. Okay, and...
Well, Phil, this is Tom.
That's absolutely correct, Phil. This is Professor Ron Tarner. Well, Phil, this is Rod Tarner. I will tell you that...
We had Jay on the other day, didn't we? Yeah. Bob Green. If you're looking for a wife, her tender lips are sweeter than honey. The birds and the bees tell Clifton Clower. Who is Clifton Clower? I would kill... Clifton Clowers, Christ Almighty. They say, don't go all over the mound. Yeah, cool. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, man.
Well, this has been a part of, this has been a part of what we've tried to do. Well, this has been, no, we're not going to do anything like that. What? No, I don't. No, it's not. It's not true. No, it's not true. We're not going to do anything like that. The American airwaves, as we perceive them, are very, really, free of any content control. Most of what people are listening to right now are podcasts, such as your own, and they are unregulated in terms of content. In order for us to be able to regulate those, we've got to, first of all, have access to the smartphone. And that's...
What do you mean, in order for you to regulate?
Well, we've got to get in and regulate this, because much of the content of these podcasts is really wrong, you know.
And then the only other thing that I need to do is this one here. All right. Ready to rock and roll this motherfucker. One small thing that I forgot to do that I'm always forgetting to do. Jesus H. Christ, look at all this shit. Touching base. I hope your Sunday has been kind to you. Thank you for making the drive. Service mode. Hi, Shane and Phil. I had a customer ask about Milwaukee Line downloads. Yeah, we do have them for sale on the site. Well, that's the problem. But there's not actually a link to buy this collection. Yes, there should be. It's a fucking never-ending struggle, man, to get people to understand what it is I'm talking about. We are selling Milwaukee Line downloads, folks. We had a question on that. And if you do not see a link, then we're going to fix that. And that's, I think, what happened here. We're not selling any of our tangibles right now, which is the hard merchandise. We're selling all downloads. If there are downloads that are not available, that's a fuck up, and it needs to be fucking fixed. Because when I said we need to shut the store for a while we get our shit together and all this other stuff, I meant this tangible shit, not the fucking downloads. God. Is this a recording? It's a fucking recording. All right, good.
Everybody knows that February is the shortest month of the year, but at Podcast One...
Yeah, you know, I hate like fucking hell having to say things more than once. No score, Kings and Ducks. 6 shots on goal by the Ducks. 4 by the Kings. This should be it right here. Okay, yeah, this is.
Everybody knows that February is the shortest month of the year. But at Podcast One, we aren't taking any breaks. We've got a boat.
Okay. All right, man. I'm ready to rock this bitch, if you are. All right, man. Here we go, man.